Yisdas Pei Ches, or in Pei Zayin and Beis by the Mishnah on the first wide line at the bottom of there. The Mishnah says like this: Sheva Midos Shalach Haliv Mikdash. It was seven measures of liquid in the Beis Hamikdash. Right? Yesterday we said there were two measures of dry. Now we have seven different measures of liquid. What are they? A hin. Okay. Now, a hin is quite a large amount. A hin is about four liters. A hin. 4 liters, a 4 liter bottle, two liter bottle, that's a hin. Okay, that's according to Rav Chaim Noah. According to the Chazanish, it's bigger, 7 liters. Okay, pretty big amount. Chatzi hin, shlishit hin, a third of a hin, reviyat a hin, right? What's a reviyat a hin? A quarter of a hin. Log, right? A log is somewhere between a third of a liter, according to Chaim Noah, two thirds of a liter, according to the Chazanish. Chatzi log, reviyat log. Reviyat that we know and love is a reviyat log, right? The smallest shear that's given here of the seven liquid shears, it's the smallest one. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok Omer, Shnasos hayu behin. They were in the bottle that was a hin, there were markings on the bottle. So if you look at the top, that was a hin. We're going to learn there was no such measurement of a hin in the Beis HaMikdash. They never needed a hin, which is why some are going to remove the hin. There's no such measurement. One time there was a measurement, one time in history, by the Miluim. So there's merely a hin, shouldn't even be in the list. But the hin was a jug, and then there was a chatzigin with a mark, chatzigin. And a lower mark, shlishit the hin. Reviyat had all markings on the bottle, and the lowest, of course, I have a picture of it here. See how small, compared to a hin, how small a reviyat of a log is, which is a tiny amount. Because reviyat is a few ounces. So it's a few ounces. Even as low as 3.5-4 ounces. Even the chazanish, the most makhav shear, 5 ounces. 5.5 ounces, you have enough. Each carbon had a different measure of wine. Some had a third of a hin, right, all the different measurements. So therefore, depending on if it was a cow or an ayil or a keves, you would know how much wine to put in. If you see in the picture in Rashi, it's just a jug with little markings on it. Those are the markings. Rav Shimon Omer, lo hayisham hin. There was no hin. There's no hin. You don't need a hin in the basement. Never a hin. Ma haya hin mishamesh. What did the hin do? What did the hin do? There's no purpose of having a hin. Ella, rather, midi seira, there's a different measure. Shalog umefta, a log and a half, hayisham. It was a log and a half. Shabaha yamoded lemincha koibadal, log umefta baboker, log umefta bein harbayim. No, I'm removing the hin, and I'm going to stick in instead the log and a half of oil. Log and a half of oil that they would use. It's really three logs. Three logs of oil for the Kohen bottle. 1.5 in the morning and 1.5 in the evening. And that's where his sheet does. That's what he does with the extra measurement. Why do you have 7? The Gemara will ask that question. Tana Rabbana. We learned that a brisa. Sheva midos shalach hayu b'mikdash. There were 7 measures, liquid measures in the base of mikdash. What are the 7? Reviyas log, chatzi log, log. Reviyas hin, shlishas a hin, chatzi hin, and a hin. Those are the 7. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Omer, no. Chatzi hin, chatzi hin, shlishas a hin, reviyas a hin, log, chatzi log, reviyas log. They both said the exact same 7. There's no difference at all. The only difference is the order. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he went from smallest to biggest. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he went from smallest to biggest. According to Rabbi Meir, he went from biggest to smallest. The same 7 are there. What's the machlokas about? In a few minutes, the Gemara will see. 7 different measurements. So that's the machlokas. The Elazar ben Tzadok said there was one jug with markings on it. Here's a reviyat, here's a hin, here's a one jug. Since he said that, it's mashma, the others didn't hold like that. Right, with a mark on it. Especially oil is very thick. It's very hard to do that. But it's a machlokas. We're not even going to discuss that. Shimon Omer, no. What? enoch nami. Could it be added? Enoch nami. I don't know. Could have been glass, but it couldn't have been glass. Is it made out of gold? From Shimon Omer, lo hayisham hin. There was no hin. Himahaya hin mishamish. What did a hin serve? There's no measurement of a hin in the Beit HaMikdash. It's mi avitachtav. So what am I going to replace it with? Ella, mi de yisera shalog umechta hayisham. There was an extra measure of a log and a half. Shaboha yamodid lechavite kohen gadol. That's what they would use for the chavite kohen gadol. Log umechza bavoker, log umechza bein harvayim. Right, 1.5 in the morning, 1.5 in the evening. Amrulo, chatzi log hayisasham. Why do I need a measurement of 1.5 log? Why do I need a special cup of 1.5 log? I had a half a log cup. And according to Reb Shimon ben Reb Tzadok, I had a half a log marking on my jug. Why do we need a special jug that holds 1.5? Just use 3 halves. After a lashar b'chati log, I could use 3 halves. Why do we need a special measure for 1.5? You hear the kasha? Amalehem, afal the brichim. The whole kasha, that kasha applies to you too. Chati log, the question here is it's irrelevant. Lo yaseh revi'ah. Why do we need a revi'ah? Lo yaseh revi'ah ha'yisashav. I don't need a log. I had a revi'ah. So all you need is a revi'ah. Now, do I need a half a log? I'll use 2 revi'ahs. Do I need a log? I'll use 4 revi'ahs. Yafshel l'shaar b'revi'ah. All you need is 1 measurement. As long as it's even an even number, as long as it's divisible, I have a cup that holds a revi'ah. Then I have a log. Ela zeha klal ha'yeh b'mikdash. This was the rule of the Beis HaMikdash. Li shemeshamesh mida zu eno meshamesh mida acheres. One kli could not be used for different purposes. One kli holds a revi'at, only used for revi'at. You need a double revi'at, then make a separate kli that holds half a log. Right, revi'at is a quarter of a log. You need a separate kli that holds a half a log, make a separate kli. What? Correct. So look at our tosos. Look at the top tosos. The Rabbanan hold, to lo dami kemida shalogu mechza, lo tzricha el lechavitin. They only hold that by chavitin because it's not really for the yechidim. Aval chatzi log sarach lemili tuva. But ena chanami, a chatzi log was used for many things. Lesota, Latoda, Lemenora. You can use the same measure for many different things, but you can't use the same cup to double up the measurement. For that, you make a separate measure. Why? I don't know. Now, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik, we can skip that parenthesis because it has nothing to do with the discussion. Now, my Ikka, Bein Reb Meir, L'Reb Yehuda, what's the difference between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda? Why does Reb Meir count the list from smallest to biggest? And why does Reb Meir count the list from biggest to smallest? They don't disagree with anything in the list. So the Gemara answers, Amar Reb Yochanan, Birutze Midos Ikka Benayu. The arguing on whether or not, you know, when you have a liquid measure, you can fill up the cup, and then you can fill it up mamish till it's over the brim already, and it's still not going to spill out. Is that what you have to do to fill up these measurements over the brim or not? That's the Berutze Midos. That's the Machlokes. Berutze Midos Ikeh B'nayu. L'manda Amar Mimata L'mayla. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he said, you measure them from small to big, right? Kasavar berutze midos miskadshu. He holds that these over-brimming measurements are kadosh. The revius yale rachmana lamoshe. And the revius was the smallest measure, the ikar measurement that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. V'amale, and Hashem told Moshe, she'ar deka'aili lehu berutzen. Measure this to make sure that you include Beirutzen. What does that mean? That means it's as follows. Says Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a lot of measurements. You need a lot of liquid measures. You need 7 liquid measures. So I'm telling you what the reveal. Now, you're going to have to create, you got such a thing as a half a log. Half a log is 2 reveals. three-quarters of a log is three. A log is four hin. Then after a log, we're going to have a certain number of logs add up to a hin. So you're going to have a third of a hin, a half a hin, a hin. Therefore, says the Gemara, Hashem told Moshe, I'm going to tell you a reveal. Because I want you to hold, I want you to do, that Beirutin are part of the Cheshbon. Therefore what? When a person pours from a small cup into a big cup, you can pour very fast. Why? It's just common sense. As opposed to the other way around. When you pour from a big cup into a small cup, you have to be much more careful. And you have to pour much slower. Why? You don't want it to spill. When you pour it from a small cup into a big cup, you should pour faster. It doesn't make a difference. Right? Therefore, anything overflowing will go into the big cup as well. It's not a problem. Therefore, says of Yehuda, I start with the lowest shear to let you know that I include the Beirutin. Why? Because the lowest shear is the Revi'it. And in order to cheshbon out what's taller than the Revi'it, you're going to have to pour them into bigger cups, bigger kalim. And I hold the Beirutin are kadosh, because when you pour them into big kalim, nothing's going to get spilled out. Never. Never. Hashem only told Moshe one shear. I'm telling you what's a reveal. You want to know what's a love? Make four reveals. You want to know what's a hint? Make four love. I'm not telling you those. You can figure them out on your own. Therefore, Beirutin must be included, because when you pour from a small cup into a bigger cup, you can pour very fast. Nothing's going to spill. Contrast that to Rav Meir. Lamanda Amar Maila Momata. But according to Rav Meir, who led the list from biggest to smallest, Kasavar, Beirutin Midas Lonas Gachu. There's no such thing as overflowing measurement. The Hin Yol Rachman LaMoshe. And Moshe was given one shear. Which shear was he given? The Hin, which is the biggest shear. Now Moshe scratches his head. I don't need a hin. I need a half a hin. I need a third of a hin. I need a log. I need a reveal of a log. How am I going to do that? I'm going to take this big measure of a hin, and I'm going to start pouring out. Well, you're pouring into smaller cups. You got to be very careful so you don't spill anything. You can't have it overflowing. If it's overflowing, it's not going to work. You can't pour from a big cup to a small cup with overflowing and expect nothing to spill out. You can't do that. Vamalei shar the kanafik birutin. Make sure you measure everything right. That the birutin. There's no such thing as a Beirutin problem. Therefore, the only way to make sure there's no Beirutin problem is not to have Beirutin. So when I have a lug, when I have a hin, it's a huge amount, a huge thing. It's 7 liters of 7 liters. The cup, according to the Chazanish, it's 7 liters. Let's say it's 4 or 5 liters. You want to pour it down to tiny little cups now. You got to do it very slowly. Otherwise, everything's going to spill. You can't have Beirutin. That's the machlokes. That's so that he gave his measurement in descending order. Highlight that point. Abaye Omar, is now a whole different shot. The Kuliyama, Beirutin, Ikulaman, Iskachu, Ikulaman, Iskachu. I'm not touching that muscle. It could be the whole hold. You have to have Beirutin. It could be the whole. There's no Beirutin. It doesn't make a difference to me. Bahacha, Bimaleim cometh Fuki. They're arguing in the word, Mileim, from yesterday's Parsha of the Nesiim that we read 12 times. Right? And the pasuk says, everyone knows, the Torah is Kesef Achas, Shloshim, Leah Mishnala, Mizrak Echad Kesef, Shivim Shekel, Shekel HaKodesh, Shneim, Mileim, Soles. Right? Full of Soles. What does Mileim mean? Full of Soles. Right? There were two things. There was one Ka'ira, right? And one Mizrak. Shnehem Malayim Solas. Both of them were full of solas. Shnehem Malayim Solas. So Malayim Kamiflagi. They're arguing on the meaning of the word Malayim means full, right? Manda Amar, according to Rameir, who said, Milmaila Lumata, according to Rameir, who had the list in descending order, he started with the highest number, went down to lower, Kasavar, he held. Milayim, what does Milayim mean? Shelo Yechzar, Shelo Yosef. It has to be exactly the amount. Exactly. It can't be less. It can't be more. However, Umanda Amar Mimata Lamaila, but if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, who gave you the smallest measurement, and let you increase them, Mileim, what does the word Mileim mean? Shelo Yechzar.
He can't have less.
Aval Yosir?
Give him one, he can't have more.
Malayim Karina Bay. After all, it says Malayim. Look at Rashi. Manda Amar Lamaila Mamata Kasavar Malayim.
Now, I'm reading the first Rashi in the Rebbeir Shita.
Bedafka. It's got to be Bedafka. The High Kra, the Mizrak, Shul Klilach. Mizrak is a Klilach. Shelo Yechzar Velo Yosir. Ella Hahin Mechalik Besoch Shnei Chatayin Ahin Mitzum Tamin. You know what Mitzum Tamin means? Exactly. Bechein Kulam. All of them. However, Uman Da'arma Mimata Lamayla Kasav Shal Yechzar Yosir. Shiyasa Gadol Shir Shnei Ketanim. The Bishnei Chatzayin Yeshbo Yosir Kol Shehu Mivishalim. What Rashi's saying is, when you have two halves, it's usually more than when you have a whole. He gives an example. L'inyan Shnayim Sheshok L'Shekel Shalim Beinehen. What Rashi says, let's say I have to give a master shekel, and you have to give a master shekel. So let's say, you know what? You're going up there, you can't take a shekel shalim, and you have me in mind. I'll pay you back later. So the halacha is you have to give a little bit more, because the basic mitzvah is going to have to exchange that. There's an exchanging fee. You have to pay for the exchanging fee. The point is that two halves many times equal more than a whole. So do over here. You have two different bulls. Take one measurement and then divide them in half between two different bowls, the two halves are more than the whole. What do you see from there? You could have more than a shear. And therefore, Reb Meir give you his shear in descending order to highlight this halacha. Because there's an overflow, exactly. Many times it's like that. Two halves are more than one whole. It's only a tiny amount more, maybe 1 or 2% more, but it's still more. According to the first Shita, according to Meir, it has to be exact. According to Yehuda, he read the pasuk Malayim, it doesn't have to be exact. If you're under, it's a problem. You can't be too little. Hey, you bring a little more, it's not the end of the world. And his list was in descending order, starting from smallest, going to biggest, to highlight this halacha. That's true with every vessel. If you have a bowl, and you put in cereal, you can fill up the cereal higher than the top of the bowl. You just use up cereal. Right. Any solid, you can do that. Any flat, you can do that. Liquid, you can't do that. Liquid, you have a little bit of the brim. A little bit you can do. We discussed that. I'm not talking about that. Abai disagreed with that. He was talking about, he's a liquid shear. Right? But he uses the word melee, which was a solid shear, to teach you about the liquid shears. Correct. It's not a problem. Right. It won't spill. Right. Right. Okay. Omar Mar. We just said that Rav Shimon Omer lo ha'yishan v'hin. There was no hin in the Beit HaMikdash. They never used the hin. Why do you have to have a jug the size of a hin? It didn't apply. Shaper ka'amar lahu Rav Shimon l'Rabbanan. That's a very good question. That Rav Shimon said to the Rabbanan. It's a good question. Well, the Rabbanan, what did the Rabbanan say back? Had the hint. Now, there was a hint. Where was the hint? The Ovid Moshe, L'Shem and HaMishcha. Moshe made a hint for the Shem and HaMishcha. The Chizkir says, V'Shem and Zayit Hint. With that Pasuk. That Pasuk is by the Melu. It's a Pasuk, I think, in Parshas Vayakel, somewhere over there. Kitita, and the Shemot over there. So what's that? Mar Savar, Kivan Diladoros Lohaya, Tzarech, Lefi Shahu, the Avde, the Ignat. Yeah, one time in history, they used a hint. Then it got hidden away. That got hidden away. We don't need that shear today. Why bother with that shear? The Idda. So what were the other side? What were the other people thinking? What were the Chacham thinking? Kibbut the Hava. Nah, since it was once there. Amar Mar. Right? Very interesting, my focus. Since it happened once in history, we leave that shear at the Beit HaMikdash. It looks like it's in the Mishnah. Why? Because it once upon a time it applied. It's never going to apply again. What? Why would that all of a sudden go, we're going to go back to? That shear was a one-shot in history. So we keep that measurement. It's a very, what? One-shot wonder. Omar Mar, the Atmi Avi Tachtav. So why do you have to bring something else in its place? Lo sagi de lo mayo. Don't bring anything in. Why do you have to replace it?
The Mishnah said there are seven measurements. And then Rav Shimon said, by the way, you can't be seven because the hin doesn't apply. Yeah, it applied once, it doesn't apply. Therefore, I'm going to remove hin from the list. I'm going to add something else. Why do you have to add something else? Why does he have to add? See, he adds the chavitah. So he made it for sheer. So why do you have to add? The answer is, Kadam Ravina, Gemiri, they have a tradition like this. Shtei smichos betzibur. There are two times we have smicha on a carbon tzibur. Those two times are a parhel of davar shel tzibur and the tzeir mishtaleach of Yom Kippur. Hachanami, here too, Gemiri, we have a tradition. The sheva, midos, shalach, ha'yim mikdash. There were seven dry measures in the base of mikdash. The reason why Shimon needed to replace the item that he removed, the hand that he removed, he needed to replace, because we have a halacha, there was seven. They had to keep the number seven. Right? The Or Hayashar asks the following question. Why do I need the first half of this statement that there were two shmichos that were halacha l'moshe mitzinah? Why do I need that part of the statement? Just say, in halacha l'moshe mitzinah, you have to have seven midos, seven liquid measures. Why do I have to? By the way, there were two shmichos that were halacha l'moshe mitzinah. There were also seven, though. What does that statement mean? What? What do you mean? Every Yom Kippur. What do you mean? A parallel of Davar Shel Tzibur. Klal Yisrael made a mistake. There weren't one time in history. And the answer is?
Doesn't have an answer.
Doesn't have an answer. Exactly. Giving validation. So maybe I thought, because in a minute, someone's going to argue on this.
How could you argue on a level of Moshe Mitzinai?
I could argue, because listen to this. But Blazer of Tzadok Omer, Shnasos Hayu Behin. There were markings on the bottle, right? Beleshle Sheva Midos. So he didn't hold from seven measures. The Gemara says, Leshle, he didn't hold from it. Maybe he didn't hold from it. Vibay Sheva, oh, no. My Sheva Midos, Sheva Medidos. Of course there were seven measures. What does it mean when it says Sheva Midos? It means seven, you know, in distinct measures, and they could have been in one clean. So, what was the first answer? That she doesn't hold from a local Moshe Mitzinai? How could she not hold from a local Moshe Mitzinai? I don't know how could that be possible. But again, the question is not doesn't get answered. What was he thinking? Why was another halakha Moshe Mitzinai mentioned, so to speak, validate this one? He doesn't answer it. He doesn't answer it. I'm not answering it. Okay? You can't. So the Rambam has a whole. The Rambam has a. There's a few types of halachah l'moshe mitzinai. Some of them you cannot argue on. You can't argue on the fact that a priya is harder than an esrog. You can't argue on that. What do you mean? That's a good question. If the Gemara says it, you can take it to the bank. Right?
Right. I hear you.
It's a good question. Maybe that's the answer to the question. That's why the Gemara gives you another halakha l'moshe mitzinai to say, well, no one argues with that one. About the smicha and the carbon tzibur, where no one argues on that. So too, don't argue on this. Okay, next Mishnah. Revius, ma hoitza mishamesha. What they use a revius for in the Beis HaMikdash? Right? It wasn't for Kiddush. Right? What do they use a revius for? So we need a revius. For what reason? Can anyone think of anything? So the Mishnah comes up with a few. There are more. The Mishnah comes up with a few. Revius, mayim lematzora. The Matzora is the higher process, whether it was with a revius of water, and Revius Shemen Lenotzi. And Revius Shemen for another. You hear these Reviuses that we come up with? These are very obscure Reviuses. Chati Lug, Mahomi Shamish. What do you do with a Chati Lug? Chati Lug, by the way, is two Reviuses. Right? What do you do with a Chati Lug? Chati Lug, Mayim L'Sota. A Chati Lug of water for the Sota. A Chati Lug, Shemen L'Toda. And a Chati Lug of Shemen for the Toda. Ubalug, and with a lug, hayamoded l'chol ha-menachos, and with the lug, they would measure all menachos.
You hear this? What do you need to look for? Every mincha got a lug of oil.
Afilu mincha shel tzamach isaron,
even if you had 60 measures, 60 isaron of flour, no shila tzamach lug, you would get 60 lug. The Tanakama holds. Why did it get 60? Because the Gemara is going to say later on that for whatever reason, 60 is that magic number when it comes to carbon. Why? That's the magic number. So according to Tanakama, it's not a magic number.
According to Tanakama, he says like this.
To every isaron you have, you get a lug of oil. And you mix the flour and the oil together.
However, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer,
and we always hold like him,
Afilu mincha shel tzamach isaron ein lo elo luga.
Even if you have 60 isaron, you only get one lug of oil.
Shenemar, because it says, v'lomincha v'log shemen.
So why is 60? Because we're going to learn later in the Masechta, it's like the fundamental halachas of Menachem at the end of the Masechta. Right? We spend all this time on other things. The fundamentals are at the end of the Masechta. The end of the Masechta, the Gemara is going to tell us this. If you have a bowl of 60 isaron of flour, and you take a log of oil, we don't hold the Tanakhama. We don't say it's one log per isaron. No, it's one log for the whole thing. You put a log of oil in, that's great. What if you have 61 isaron? If you have 61 isaron, you cannot mix 61 isaron with one log of oil. You know why? It's too much flour. It won't mix. It's too much. The cutoff is 60. Where did number 60 come from? I don't know. It might just be something they determined. Maybe there's a process that alludes to it. I don't know. So that's why. Picking the number 60. It's a very important number. It's a crucial number. If you have more than 60 isaron, what you do is, you have to get a second bowl. You could bring a carbon of 1,000 isaron. There's no stopping you. You have to get another bowl. With 60 isaron, you can have one log of shemen in one bowl, and it'll mix.
What?
Yes, because it's one mincha. You have to get another bowl. We're going to learn about that. With one, right? So therefore, that's what you're picking the number 60. It's an arbitrary number, but it's not so arbitrary. Now, the ratio is one, if you up to 60, it's the same thing. So the less flour you have, the better it'll be. It'll be a more oily mixture. Because there's less flour for the oil. If you have more than 60, there won't be any mixture. Why? There's too much oil, there's too much flour. Okay. Now the mission says something very strange. It says, every carbon you brought a certain amount of flour, a certain amount of oil with the animal. A mincha, we call it nesachim, right? So how much did you bring? Shisha lepar, six. Six what? Six lug. The Mishnah is measuring them in lug. It's the wrong measure. Six lug is, by the way, a half a hin. Okay? Six lug. Shisha here means lug. Six lug, which is a half a hin for a par. Arba, four lug, which is a third of a hin, that's for an aisle. And shlosha, three lug, which is a revi'at hin for a keves. Okay, look keves. Correct. Then the Mishnah says, shlosha umechsa liminora, three and a half lug for the menorah. Why three and a half? Chatzi lug l'kol ner. It's a half a lug for each ner. There are seven. That'll give you three and a half lug every day. Okay? So far, so good? Yosef Rebbe v'kakashale. Rebbe was sitting there, and he had a kasha. He said like this. Revius, lama nimshcha. Why do I need a kli that holds a revius? You hear this question? Why do I need a kli that holds a revius? Why? What's the kasha? What did we just say in the Mishnah? There were two things you used for a revius. What are the two things? The water for the mitzorah. Where's the mitzorah standing? Where's the mitzorah standing? Outside. What do we need a kli for? Has to be a holy kli to figure out how much water to put? It doesn't go into the Kodesh anyway. Why does this kli have to be... Lama Nimshecha. Why was it anointed with holy oil? Why is this a holy kli? So, but he's outside. So I don't want to need a kli for. Same thing with lamanim shecha. Revius lamanim shecha. E limitora. If it's for mitzora, chutu. He doesn't even come in. V nazir. And if it's for a nazir, what about a nazir? The revius shemen for lachme nazir, right? Lechem nazir b'shchitas ailhu de kodesh. The lechem becomes kodesh through shechting the ail. Why does the oil have to be kodesh? Right. Correct, because the Mishnah said there were seven kalim, and the kalim astama were kodesh kalim. Why do they have to be kodesh? What do you? So, but he's assuming that they were. Right. No. What did I need the revius for? For the mitzvah? Doesn't I can bring a cup from my house. For what? So the mission didn't say anything else. Outside, the mitzvah never went inside. So why can't I bring a cup from my house? What? The Gemara doesn't give that answer. No. The Gemara doesn't give that answer. It's anything with the nazir. What are the nazir for? For the oil? But anyway, it's kadosh. It's kadosh because of the animal. So, Amalei Rav Tia. No. Shabaha Yamoda, the Chavite Koragadal, Revius Shemen, Lechal, Chala, Vachala. Because they would use to measure the Chavite Koragadal, which had 3 lug of oil for 12 chalas. Therefore, it's the revius for each and every challah. Okay? They are Kari Alei. When he heard that, he said, oh, Eretz Rachav Ish Atati. Oh, from far away, you give me such good advice. You're from far away. You come from, Rukia came from Babel. Eretz Yisrael. Wow, unbelievable advice. It's the Tyrus of Kodesh. It's not against the Mishnah. So if that's the only thing you use the revius for, why does the Mishnah say that? What does the Mishnah say? Things you don't need. Mitzorah and Nazir. What about the Chavitei Kohen Gadol? Why does it say that? That's the whole Makar. Why does it say that? Right? So he answers, because the Kohen Gadol was a private individual. A very poor answer. When we want to say he's a private individual, we say he's a private individual. When we want to say he's a public figure, we say he's a public figure. Right. No. The point is, he's a private individual. The point is, it's considered a carbon seaboard. Because it's not a carbon yachid like a chavitah. Chavitah is just a carbon gadol. He does everything by himself. The Torah needs kahanim to do it. He can't do it by himself. Right? The nazir needs the kahanim. He can't do it by himself. He's not a kohen. He's a nazir. He's the guy's a Torah. He needs other people. Oh, that's when we'll talk about the kalim and the Beit HaMikdash. But other people, the carbon gadol, who needs him? It's a very poor answer. I mean, I would have given Stewie's answer. I would have said, because you're preparing it inside. What? Yeah. I would have given Stewie's answer. I would have said, it's prepared inside. You're right, the mature doesn't go near the code. 100% not. But it's prepared there. Like, why doesn't give that answer? Right. Yeah. Not the Sota, the Matura. The Sota's coming up now. The same thing for the Sota now. Now, Chatilog L'maha Yimshamish. What did you use a half a log for? The answer is, Chatilog Maha Yimshamish, Yosef Rebbe Kakashli. Chatilog L'maha Yimshamish. So what do you need a Chatilog Kli for? E Sota, for a Sota? V'chichulin, who's a Tzrichul of Kedushe? What, a Sota is chulin, I have to sanctify the cup? Mayim Kedoshim Tziv. Anyway, the water is Kodesh. Where does the water from a Sota come from? It comes from the Kiyar. Anyway, it's Kodesh. Right? Yes. What? You have to have the. Correct. But anyway, that can't be true. You know why? Because it's in the Kiyar. You can't bring a cup in. You can't bring a cup from your house into the Kiyar. That's in the Kodesh. That's not in the Kodesh. It's in the Azara. Has to be right. It's in the Azara already. Anyway, so I make a special kli for the Sota. Anyway, the kli special. Itoda, and if it's for a Toda, Itoda, right? The Shem for a Toda. Lachme Toda, b'shchitas Toda hu dekachi. The bread of a Toda becomes Kodesh by shechting the animal. Not by putting anything. I don't need holy oil for the Toda. Anyway, it's holy. Amalei. Amalei. Shimon Rebbe. Shebo hayu mechalek. Chatzi lug shemen. L'chol ner v'ner. That's, no. The answer is, you're right. For Toda, I don't need it. For Toda, I don't need it. I need it for the chatzi lug of every night for the menorah. Right? Because every cup of the menorah had a chatzi lug. Amalo, and he told him, Ner Yisrael, Amalo told him, Ner Yisrael, Kachaya. Oh, you are a Ner for Yisrael. Tosus points out, there's one other place in Shas where he told him the same thing. Rabbi had a shayla on the Molad, on the new moon, didn't have a shayla, couldn't figure something out, and along came Shimon, his son, and he figured out the answer, and he told him the same thing over there. Oh, you like the R of the menorah. Right? They're all both about light, about the menorah and about the moon. Okay. Amar Yochanan, Amar Rebbe. Listen to the shayla, such an unbelievable shayla. Ner Shikavsa. Let's say the menorah went out in the middle of the night. Went out. How would you know it went out? The Ivis wants to know. How would you know it went out? How would you know it went out? You're never there. Now, you're not even allowed to be there. So the Ivis is wondering, how could you ever find out it went out? You're only going to find out in the morning. Right? You burn the ketoret, you light the menorah, and you don't go back in. Maybe. So maybe you could sense. Right, so the answer is somehow you figured it out. Anyway, near Shikavta, the light went out. Right? Look at Rashi. Bachatzi halayla, halfway through the night, kodem or hayom, or before the morning. So, what does the Gemara say? Nideshen hashemen, right? Nideshen hashemen, nidashna hapsila. Right? Just like the wick, there's something wrong with it. Why is something wrong with it? If you ever try relighting a wick that's already been lit, very difficult to do that. So too, the oil also gets thrown out. Look at the next Rashi. Nidashin Hashem, Nidashin Aftila. First of all, Rashi just points out, Hai Nidashin Hashem Alav Dasa. The lashon of Nidashna by oil doesn't make any sense. Why? Because it's the wrong lashon. Nidashna means to clean it out, applied to the wick, not to the oil. However, Lav Dasa, Elihachi Kamar, Kishayim Shapsila, Shakavta, Ein Lo Takana. Just like a wick that went out. Can't be fixed. Why not? Shehu harehu kideshen. Because it became like deshen out garbage. Kach hashemet shenishar b'ner. So too the oil that's left in the ner. Harehu kideshen. It's just like deshen. Ein lo takana. Ho v'nidash na p'tila. Nidash na hashemen. Okay, you hear that? That's Rashi Shita. Says the Rashba, with all due respect. I completely disagree with him. Just because the nair went out in the middle of the night, right? Just because the nair went out in the middle of the night, you have to replace everything? Why? What reason? Why? So the Rashba says, the Rashba says that we're only talking about the Ner Maravi. For some reason, the Ner Maravi is always known as special Ner. All talking about the Ner Maravi, not for any other Ner. Okay, Kay said, Osa, what do you do? Meitiva, you fix it up. The Nosim Bashemin, you put in oil. Umadlika, you relight it. Yosef Rabizrika, Vakon Baile, Kishinosim Bashemin, when you put in oil now, because it went out in the middle of the night, Kimidi Rishona or Kamosha Chasra? You put in a new, fresh batch of oil, or just whatever went out, just to make up whatever's missing. Of Rav Yirmiyah, Shita Kibida Rishona. Obviously, you put in a brand new amount. The E Kama Shechasra, because if all you're going to put in is the amount that you lost, then how are you going to figure that out? How are you going to know? My Chiter, how much is lost? The Chitema, the Meshayerle, you're going to make a measurement. Im Kain, Sheva Midos, Nafishluhu, Midos Tuva. 7 measures? You need 10,000 measures. Every drop of oil that's missing from the chatzilog of the menorah, you have to have another cup for that. It's impossible. Kari Allah, so he said, wow, ha'derech, talach, rochav, al-davar, emetz, v'adav, and tzedek. You're right. It can't be that you put in the amount that's missing. There's no way you can figure that out. It ranami, amar revo, amar v'yochanan, v'amrila, amar revo, amar hanina, amar rebi, ner shakavsa, if the oil went out, nidashna ha-shemen, nidashna ha-psiva. If they replace the shemen, replace the wick. Kate said, what do you do? Metiva, you clean it out. Tanasa Bashama can be the Rishona, you put in oil from the beginning, Umadlika and you light it. Amr of Huna Braid of Rihuda, Amr of Sheshes, Nair Sheba Mikdash shall prakim have. The Nair in the base, the menorah in the base of Mikdash was a prakim. Prakim doesn't mean it was made out of pieces. Rashi says it means it was pliable. The only way the metal was pliable. Therefore, I can clean it out easy and I can move it. So that I can tumble, play with the wig, read the Rashi. Shalchulian. Chalchulian means a part. Lo shal yachal litlon. That's how you can move it. Elamin ha-menorah atzma ha-yahaneros. Dichtiv. Mikshe. It's got to be one piece. Elahainu shal prakim. What does it mean of prakim? Shev kadim shebehem ha-neros kivuim dakim harbe. They were very thin. V'haya yachal l'kof ha-fun. You could bend it. Ula ha-tosan. To bend it. L'mata. Downward. V'shat ha-tava. When you're cleaning it out. Ula ha-shalik ha-deshen. Chutz. Ula zokfa. V'shat ha-dlaka. Be able to clean it out very beautiful. Why? Oh, no, how are you going to clean it out? You can't move it. How are you going to clean it out? Kasavar, kiktiv, kikar. When it says in the Torah, it has to be a kikar of gold. Umiksha. A menorah, venera, telktiv. It applies to the menorah. And the branches too. Kivan, dimibayi, hatava. Since you require hatava, ilav, deprakim, hava, lohai, mitivale. If not for the fact that if they weren't pliable, it would be impossible to clean it out. Meisvei, wait a minute. Ketzad yo'osid, meisvei, ketzad, oseh, how would you do that? Metzalkin, you'd move them, you'd remove it, umanichin ba'ohel, and leave them in the ohel, umakanchon, clean them out, bespoke with a sponge, v'nosin ba'shemen, put oil in, umadlikin, and you would light it. What do you mean you couldn't move it? They would take out the bolt. The answer is, it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas. They would never move it. The klal, see from here, if they wanted to move it, they could move it. You're not allowed to move it. But if they wanted to, they could. No, say like this. They would never move it. Why? Because it was one piece. Uman chachamim, and who are the chachamim? Rebbe Lezer, he, now a whole different story. Really, you couldn't move the menorah. And really, the menorah could not, the bowls couldn't be taken out. But, Rebbe Lezer said, Tanya, Rebbe Lezer wrote Tzadik Omer, Kimin tach shalzav hayolah gava. There was like a golden plate, some kind of gold piece of metal on the top of the bowl. Shehu meitiva, doch ha-klafi piha. When you wanted to clean it out, you could move the picture of it. I have a picture of it. Basically, it was a cover of the plate that was movable. So if you wanted to clean it out, you can move the cover to the front, clean out the back. Move the thing to the back, clean out the front. Therefore, you didn't have to move it. Kishunotin b'shemen, dochbel klafi rosha, you put it to the front, u'beplum to tahani tanai, tanya, menorah b'nei rosteha, b'os menakikar, the menorah was made out of metal, one piece, v'in malkachel machtaseh menakikar. What's malkachel machtaseh? In English? The tongs, those, and what? And the scoop were not made part of the cheshbon. The nechemi omer menorah ha'isa abam in akikar. The menorah was one piece. Below neiros tel, not even the branches were the same piece. Umach lachlacha machtos tel abos in akikar. Right, so biflagi, what are they arguing in? Haikra. The tanya, we'll finish in 1 second. Kik. Right, the bowls, I'm sorry. Kikar zov toryas oso. Lamadu the menorah tabam in akikar. The menorah came from one piece. Manayin l'rabos neiros teha. How do I know the bull? Talmud Lomar, it's called a kelim o'ileh. Yochash shenav marba ach matzachel matzachel. Even the pans and the spoons also have to be from the same piece. Talmud Lomar, osa, divir ebn Nechemya, kasha ebn Nechemya, adra ebn Nechemya, that's a stira. Why is it a stira? Because in one place ebn Nechemya said the neir was a part of the kikar, and in one place he said they were not part of the kikar. The answer is, trey tanai, aliv adra ebn Nechemya. There's two tanai, and we'll argue over ebn Nechemya. Okay, so we didn't finish the Gemara, but we ran out of time. We'll finish it tomorrow. And we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody today.